Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
All right, all right. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Happy Easter, all that stuff. So we're taking your nominations last week because we have a Friday kickoff song. And the 6 a.m. listeners were asking for a Monday kickoff song.
Yeah.
Every Monday morning, we need a kickoff song to get people going for the week. So this is the first. We're going to have one every day this week.
Okay.
For the 6 a.m. listeners to vote on.
Okay.
All right, so this will be the first one. Turn it up a little bit.
You can never go wrong with the Stones.
Can't go wrong with the Stones.
Dan from Lakewood said we should start with Matthew Wilder. Nobody's going to break my stride. Ain't nobody going to break my stride. But I like this.
Nah, that's good. Let's get you going on a Monday morning. All right, good stuff. We'll have another one tomorrow morning, and then we'll let it vote. Let it go to vote. See what our new Monday morning kickoff song is. We got a Friday morning. We need a Monday morning. Then we'll leave it at that. We're not going to do anything more.
Yeah, we're not doing a Tuesday.
Don't
want to
water it down. No. How was the weekend?
Weekend was good. Got a lot done.
Yeah.
Putzed around the house. It was great. We had a great weekend. How about you?
Yeah, got a lot done. Had some friends over yesterday. Had a nice relaxing day, and had college hoops on during the day. Good game. Really good game between Purdue and Tennessee.
That was a good game. That was a good game.
And North Carolina State. What a run North Carolina State's on.
Yeah, I'm sure you picked that one.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you're college basketball.
Well, this just proved what I always knew. That the more you know about college basketball, the less well you do in your brackets. I haven't followed college basketball. No, it's true. I haven't followed college basketball as closely as I followed it this year. Which means I knew too much. Which means what should have happened didn't happen. But that's the tournament, right?
Yeah.
What should happen doesn't happen.
Sure.
So you have two choices. You either pick your bracket based on what should happen, or you try to just pick your bracket based on I don't know anything, which is why you are doing so well, because you don't know anything.
I just watched, like, at one point, it was
How many college basketball games you watched this year? Be honest. How many halves of a college basketball? We'll make it easy for you. How many sit down and watch a half of college basketball?
Between watching really watching it and having it on.
Okay.
I had some college basketball on at times.
But
did I watch it? Study it? No.
Yeah. So, but North Carolina State, so they were.
They're an 11 seed.
They would not have made it into the tournament. But they won the ACC tournament. They won 5 games in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then they win 2 more to get to the Sweet 16. And now 2 more to get to the Final Four. They've won 9 basketball games since February 27th. They're 9-0.
Good for them,
In all single elimination games. They're 9-0.
And they put it on Duke, too.
They put it on Duke. Always like seeing Dukies go down.
Yeah. There's no, they ain't no question there. They got the big fella. I don't even know who he is, but he's a big dude.
DJ Burns. See? Told you. I know more than you do.
Well, yeah.
I'm doing worse.
You got 84 points, and somehow I'm leading with 162.
Jeez. You're doubling me up.
Mm-hmm. That's just my knowledge of the weak side rotation, Mike.
That's assault, brother.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the DU Pioneers going to the Frozen Four. Some good college hockey this weekend. Overtime hockey. Yeah. Boston College, the presumed top seed, the team to beat. They barely got past Quinnipiac.
By the way, I watched the Lady Buffs get drubbed by Iowa, and I thought to myself again, man, Mike is really bad at picking college basketball games.
Jeez.
Terrible. Zach and I both loved the Lady Bus for this one.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really bold with his proclamations. Like, you know, history will show that it was the
CU. This is not a drill.
History will show that the CU Buffs, Lady Bus, ended the Caitlin Clark era.
Yeah.
He went grandiose with his predictions.
I will say this. Caitlin Clark didn't shoot the ball well. But, boy, I tell you what, she's got some court vision now. She had some – I think she had like 15 assists.
Sets up that very highly anticipated rematch.
Oh, yeah, between them and LSU. Yeah, that's going to be a good game.
That's actually kind of must-see TV.
Yeah.
5 o'clock tonight. You'll be able to see it on ESPN if you want to watch that. The Nuggets. Does Nuggets Nation feel better after yesterday?
I think a little bit, but I am concerned with Mr. Tibbs. This is like 5 games in a row Mr. Tibbs has been out.
Yep.
Is it 5? 4 or 5, anyhow.
6.
6?
Either way, is he being shut down for the rest of the regular season?
Feels that way, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Do we have a little controversy at with the Avalanche, too?
Ooh, goaltending controversy?
Yeah, look, this is setting up just like a couple years ago. Remember? I mean, I was one of those guys that said, hey, you got to play Frankie. You got to play for, and they played Frankie for a while until Frankie had
a little meltdown.
A little meltdown, and then Darcy came back in with his.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, Gorgie had a meltdown the other day.
Yeah, Gorgie had a meltdown the other day, but I'm talking about a couple of years ago where mm-hmm. Frankie was the guy between the pipes, and he had a little bit of meltdown, and Darcy came back in, and I mean, this feels shades of, what year was that, 2021?
A lot of people wanted Frankie. Frankie was the people's choice. How about Eustace Onanen? Are we looking at a goaltending controversy?
Could be. A lot of stuff went on this weekend.
A lot of stuff. Well, we like to ask the question on after a busy sports weekend. What was the best thing you saw this weekend? Best thing you saw this weekend? Hit us up on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. So we'll get to some of your texts coming up. Also, adding to the conversation, after all the pro days are done, where are you as a Broncos fan as to what you hope they do at quarterback in the draft? That's next.
Want more speed? Well, Xfinity just increased their internet speeds, and they're faster than ever. It's time to get more out of your internet with faster speeds from Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for only $19.99 a month for 12 months with 1-year contract. That's double the speed for the same great price. Click, call, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and other charges extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
What was the best thing you saw this weekend? Hit us up on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Dave in Pueblo. Guys, now that the Rocky season is over, how do I pick another team to be a fan of? I was a Dodger fan growing up, but can't get back on that bandwagon. I like the Brewers' hats, so that's a possibility. Would appreciate any help in picking my new side team.
Do you have to go American League? If you're a fan of a National League team that absolutely blows, you got to go to American. You got to go.
Do you?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
No, I don't think you have to.
No?
No, like if you're a Rockies fan but you need to adopt a new team and you want to go with, let's say, the Cardinals, you can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that. Brewers.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah, go ahead, Johnny.
What about the Orioles?
Orioles.
They're kind of like the Rockies.
Yes.
Got swept in the playoffs last year.
Yes.
And their owner.
And their owner bought beer before the game.
Right.
Yes. Good call.
I like the Orioles. Camden Yards. You ever been to Camden Yards?
No.
Great ballpark.
Started the whole wave of the classic new look at the ballparks
mm-hmm.
that everyone loves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good call.
I like that. Orioles.
Orioles. We would recommend your side team be the Orioles.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Done.
Good call, Johnny.
Way to go.
Young team last year.
Built through the draft. Went through a lot of lean years.
A lot of lean years. Yeah. I like that call.
You know, if you're willing to embrace a rebuild, sure. But boy, it can take a while.
Well, they did it, yeah, like you said, they did it through the draft. And then you think about the division they play in where, you know, the Yankees are going to spend a ton of money. Back in the day, the
Red Sox
were spending.
Used to spend a lot
of
money.
Yeah, they used to spend a ton of money. You know, Tampa's always a pipeline for young talent that's going to eventually play for the Yankees. Right?
Right.
Young pitching talent. They do a great job as an organization. They are so tied together from, you know, from single A all the way up to the majors in what they teach, the way they tie those things together. Their guys come in and pitch exceptionally well. So, yeah, you win that AL East. You compete in that AL East. You know you're good. I like that Orioles call. It's a great call.
And yeah. If you want some hope that that can happen to the Rockies someday, check this out. So in 2018, the Orioles went 47-115.
Yes.
In 2019, they went 54-108. 2021, 52-110. And then 2022, 83-79. And then last year, 101-61. So
it's amazing.
It can happen, but you got to sign up for the pain.
Somebody on the text line says the Rocks are on pace to go 40-122 right now. So that's good.
At this point, if you're a Rockies fan, okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many of them are left. But if you consider yourself a Rockies fan, not just somebody who simply goes out to the games. I'm talking about a Rockies fan. You got to root for it to be as bad as possible, right? At this point, don't you have to root for to shake Dick Monfort out of his paralysis over there? Don't you have to root for it to get as bad as it possibly can be with the hope that it snaps him out of it?
I just want to see the letter.
The letter to the season ticket holders?
Yeah. About all the positive things that came out of this season. Some of our young players have really developed.
Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
And then when we got our pitching back in order in August, it really started to take off.
Right. Tori from Colorado Springs. Here's where I'm at with the rookie at QB options. Draft 2 to 3 quarterbacks in the lower rounds. Let them duke it out so they can ride the line behind Stidham and DiNucci this year, then go next year into the Dak sweepstakes. Yeah, that's picking up a little bit of steam. The idea that Dak Prescott could be a free agent after this year, that the Cowboys may just decide, because everybody in Dallas is on a one-year deal.
Right.
Mike McCarthy has 1 year left on his deal. They hired Mike Zimmer to be their defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
1 year deal.
Yeah.
Dak's on the last year of his deal. So it sounds like Jerry is just telling everyone, you got this year to show that you're a Super Bowl team.
Right.
Otherwise, we might strip this down, including letting Dak walk.
It is amazing that, you know, everybody is looking. Like, if you don't have that quarterback, everybody's looking for the quarterback. Like, everybody is. And they've got a guy that's a Pro Bowl quarterback. What, he threw 30-some-odd touchdowns last year? And, I mean, his numbers were outstanding. Of course, the only thing anybody remembers is the Green Bay Packer game, that playoff game that they lost. But his numbers were outstanding. And
legitimate MVP candidate of the year.
Most of the year. You're 100% right. It is interesting what's going on. It's like you push all the chips into the middle.
Yep.
Although they didn't do anything in free agency. Signed a deep snapper. Very limited number of people signed.
Right. Lost guys. Lost Tony Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's going to be interesting to watch. So, how about you? After all the pro days and everything, all the conversation, all the talk out there, who's moving up, who's sliding?
Right.
What do you hope? Now, what do you think? What do you hope the Broncos do at quarterback?
I am kind of hoping that they get themselves the best football player available at 12, and then they dip into the draft in the third round and grab a quarterback, Rattler or Pratt.
Yes. Yes.
That's kind of my hope.
Well, ultimately, whatever Sean does, I'm going to endorse. I stand with Sean. Mm-hmm. But what do I hope he does? I hope that he's got enough arrogance and belief and confidence in himself that he backs up what he said at the combine when he said, I'm kind of counting on us being better at this than
everybody else. Yeah.
And to me, then that means you don't give up the farm to move up to take a quarterback. You don't settle for Bo Nix at 12. You look at it and say, I can make more with less at the quarterback position. I don't have to overdraft a guy. I don't have to settle for a guy. I can go get a guy like Pratt or Rattler and turn him into a star because I'm better at this than most people are. That's what I hope. Because why'd you hire Sean Payton and give him all this power and give up so much draft capital for him simply for him to join the herd and recklessly trade up and give up more capital just to find your savior who's probably got an 80% chance of being a bust?
You know, one of the things that's interesting is you talk about pro days. Look how all of a sudden Michael Penix has been talked about now, even all the way up to 12. Seattle going up and getting Michael Penix. Trade. Because he ran a 4.5 40.
Yes.
So Michael Penix was not talked about at all. And all these draft Nick gurus haven't looked at 1 ounce of film, haven't gone back and reevaluated his tape. They saw him run a 4.5 and saw him do a 36-inch vertical jump, and now all of a sudden he's elevated himself in possibly in the top 15.
That and he got clean.
That's not how you do football.
That and he also
but
got,
he had a clean.
And he got clean medicals at the combine.
He got
as well.
Clean medicals at the combine, but that was 2 weeks ago. That he still had clean medicals at the combine.
True.
2 weeks ago. It's running a 4.5 40 and having a vertical jump has elevated him into the top 15 now.
Well,
where he was second or end of the first.
Mark, Baker Mayfield was a fringe first-round, second-round pick until the combine, and he measured at 6 feet. And shoop,
right.
Just because of that, he went up to number one. Just because of that measurement. I think the same thing happened the next year with Kyler Murray.
Right. It's absolutely insane.
Hey, man.
It's insane.
That's my point. I don't want Sean Payton to fall into the same trap. And if you're that good, Sean, if you're that good, I'm challenging you. If you're that good, you don't have to do what everybody else does.
Yeah.
You don't. Morning Brew, coming up next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Nuggets got back on their game after a couple of losses in the last week. Phoenix, Minnesota, they were back on it yesterday. 130-101 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. A night in which the Nuggets shot close to 60%, hit 21 threes, 36 assists. Michael Malone happy that the team got back to playing their game.
We needed this. We needed this win, and not just the win, but more importantly, how we got the win. You know, I thought the energy, the positivity, that the connectedness, it was just, for me, I know it sounds cliche, but that to me was never Nugget basketball.
Nikola Jokic.
Just give him
the MVP already. 26 points, 18 rebounds, 16 assists. Couple of losses, he said, enough's enough. But that's what MVPs do, right?
That's right. They step up.
And say, enough's enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. You know, I'm still... Mr. Tibbs got me a little bit worried.
Jamal Murray, again, did not play. And it's pretty clear that they are, if not shutting him down entirely for the rest of the regular season, they only have 7 games left. Mark, honestly, I don't think you see him until maybe the last couple games of the season. They finish at San Antonio, at Memphis. Maybe just get him a little bit of a run in those games just to get him ready for the playoffs. But at this point, you've held him out this long. I don't see any point in bringing him back in the next week.
And the only thing I would worry about is you know, basketball shape, so to speak.
Right, right.
You know, it's going to take you a little bit of time to get back into kind of quote unquote basketball shape. There's only so much time. I don't care what you do on a bike or an elliptical trainer in the training room or whatever. It just isn't. It will never be the same as going up and down the court. So that would be my only concern. Got to get him kind of back into quote unquote basketball shape. So I would think you would need a couple games at the end of the season to get that done.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Avalanche end up beating Nashville the other day 7-4, but a strange game in that the Avalanche were, again, fell behind. Saw Alexander Georgiev lose his cool, get called for an unsportsmanlike penalty, pulled early in the second period. Eustis Onanen comes in. The Avalanche roar back, led by their top guns. But do we have the makings of a goaltender controversy coming down the stretch here?
I think Onanen's been good.
They just signed him to a 2-year deal. They like him.
I think he's been good. I just know, going back to the last cup run, they're not afraid. If they feel like Onanen's playing better, he'll get more time between the pipes.
It's like the old quarterback adage. If you have two quarterbacks, you have none. Some have said if you have two goalies, you have none. I don't know. In this case, the Avalanche won a cup with two goalies. Are they setting up to try to do it again?
Well, it's going to depend, obviously, on how Georgie responds. But here's the good news. They have confidence that their backup goaltender can come in and play well for them. There's a confidence that when he's between the pipes, he'll play well. So it gives you a little bit of latitude there to say, hey, man, there's a competition going on right now. George, you're a guy. Until you're not our guy.
Right.
Right now, they're at the position that I played pretty much my whole career in. That was, I'm with you, win or tie. As long as you're winning or tying.
Right.
You can keep your job.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Rockies. Lost 3 out of 4 in Arizona. And how about our guy, Chris Bryant, who said that during the offseason, he's ready to bounce back, have a big year.
Yeah.
0-10 to start the season.
Not bad.
7 strikeouts.
Not bad. Not bad. What about those? So you guys, you're such a negative Nelly. Let's not focus on the 7 strikeouts, but let's focus on what happened the 3 times he didn't strike out. One of those was a walk.
He did get a walk, scored a run.
Wow.
But he's 0-10 with 7 Ks to start the season. Wow. Meanwhile, the team that we have adopted, Baltimore Orioles.
Our team.
This is the new morning show team. We've adopted the Baltimore Orioles.
How are we doing?
We're 2-1.
Boom.
Won a series.
Yeah.
So we'll be following the O's as we move along. Next on the Morning Brew, congratulations to the DU Pioneers. They are Frozen Four bound.
Up top to Booyah. Now Zeev. Over to his brother, Shy. Let's it rip. Tipped in front. It's going to go over the line. Denver power play goal as it trickles over the line. 2-1 Denver. Only 4 seconds remaining in the second period.
Jay Stickney with the call, as you heard here on the Fan. The Pios going to the Frozen Four after a couple of hard-fought close games over UMass and Cornell. But they are going to the Frozen Four. Now, the way the Frozen Four works is they do not play this weekend.
Okay.
They'll play next weekend, the following weekend, and they'll do their Frozen Four there. And they'll get Boston University in the Frozen Four.
Who are the teams in the Frozen Four?
BU, DU, Boston College, and who ended up winning that other game? I was watching some of it.
Was it Quinnipiac?
No, Quinnipiac lost to, you just like saying Quinnipiac.
I know, because I used to drive by on my way to New York City, Quinnipiac in Connecticut, unless it's a different Quinnipiac.
No, I don't think there are many Quinnipiacs out there.
I wouldn't imagine, and that's kind of a unique name. I'd say it too. It made me happy.
Michigan beat Michigan State.
I drive by, I go, Quinnipiac. I like Quinnipiac.
Boy, that's a loaded Frozen Four. There's a lot of hockey royalty there between DU, Boston College, Boston University, and Michigan.
So there's DU,
BU,
BC,
Michigan.
Michigan.
It's a good Frozen Four.
Sure it is.
And it's in St. Paul, so DU fans shouldn't have a hard time being able to get up there to that one.
The Anchorage Seawolves didn't make it,
The Anchorage Seawolves did not make it. And I thought so highly of them. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. What was the best thing you saw all weekend? Also, a lot to react to. Everything from the Nuggets, Avs, Pios, our new team, the Orioles. Oh, it's so bad. It is so bad. God, we're now adopting new teams.
We're 2-1.
We are now following. We're following new teams. Anyway, lot to react to. We'll get to that coming up next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Great job by Johnny Fever coming up. Mentioned the Frozen Four that the DU Pioneers will be a part of and the Blue Blood programs. So get this. DU, 9 championships.
Okay.
Michigan, 9 championships. BC, 5. BU, 5. 28 championships between these four teams.
That's incredible.
That's some hockey blue blood right there.
Yeah, it is.
On the RamosLaw.com text line, what was the best thing you saw this weekend? A lot to react to. Here's one. Guys, no thanks. If Dak comes here, it'll be Russ 2.0.
No.
So we're talking about the idea that Dak Prescott, like everybody else it seems now with the Cowboys, everybody's on the last year of their deal. So it looks like Jerry Jones is like, prove it to me before I go and commit and sign you to big dollars, $60 million a year for Dak. So would it be Russ all over again?
No. I mean, Dak is a much better player than Russ. But you know, the issue is the $60 million bucks a year. I mean, it's insanity. And, you know, ultimately, you look at what Jerry's doing. Jerry's just going to cost himself. I've never been a fan of how Jerry manages his team. And I think it's very, you know, very unlikely for them to win anything with Jerry managing the team and circumventing authority and doing the things that he does. You know, when you show up to the locker room all of a sudden on a Wednesday or whatever it is, and Trey Lance is sitting in the locker room going, oh, by the way, he plays for you now? Oh, I'm the head coach. Thanks. I appreciate that. We didn't talk about this, but like you can't operate that way and think that your players are going to respect you. They will to a point. I just think it's a dysfunctional organization, and that's just kind of where I come down on. I don't think it is as much to do with Dak as it is to do with Jerry.
But Dak is the quarterback. You know, once the game starts, once those playoff games starts, once those big games starts, Jerry's not playing.
No, I understand.
Dak is.
I understand.
And that's a Cowboys team that is underachieved. This would be this is his ninth year. And remember, so you're saying if his ninth year does not end well, probably in a Super Bowl, then the Cowboys are prepared to let him walk? So you're saying going into year 10, after never having led the Cowboys to greatness, you're going to shell out $60 million a year for 5 years to bring in a guy that couldn't win it all in Dallas, and he's going to be your savior here?
But that's just, again.
How much of it can you just blame on mismanagement and Jerry?
Well, I mean, what's your philosophical approach to football? What are you doing? Again, you know, it's funny. Sometimes on our podcast, I had this guy. So I listened to your podcast, but, you know, we have the Stinking Truth podcast. But I didn't subscribe because you guys are old heads and you don't understand the new NFL.
Oh, really? What is the new NFL? Please tell me.
Yeah, right? I'm just like, I understand championships. I don't understand this throw it all over the place and don't win anything. I guess that's the new NFL. I don't know. I want to win. I want to win a championship. And I understand what it takes, the kind of team you have to put together to win those things. So anyhow, I just think it's interesting. I think the whole thing is interesting, and I think that the Dallas Cowboys have a championship-level football team and a championship-level quarterback. I just think the organization...
So Dak passes the confetti test for you.
Yeah.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
Emphatically. Huh.
Yeah, without question. Dak can play.
So just get him away from Jerry, get him away from Dallas, and watch this guy thrive.
I think you just have to have the right elements in place, and you've got to have the right organizational structure in place. So that's my belief, that if you have the right structure, you can thrive and you can win. And hell, they're winning at a high clip, Mike. It's just when they get to playoff time, you know, they just get bounced out of the playoffs after one game.
Another one on the RamosLaw.com text line. Been a Rockies fan since day one. The Fan, you guys need to stop enabling the Rockies by promoting opening day and talking about them at all. This is the problem and why people still show up in droves. If they are ignored, then it'll hurt the Montfort cash cow, which is the only thing that will bring changes. You are right about that. Texter, you are 99.9% right with that text. And I would hope that as the losses mount this season, people stay away. Because the only way you're going to get, believe it or not, they could lose 120 games this year. And if they still draw 3.5 million people, Dick Monfort will look at the season as a success. That's sad. That's sad and that's scary. But it would be true. The only way you're going to get his attention and shake him out of his paralysis is if the numbers at the box office fail. But as far as opening day, don't penalize people for opening day. Opening day is always a fun event. It's kind of an unofficial city-state holiday. You know, let people have fun on opening day and then.
And then crush them.
Then ignore them.
What?
Because trust me, after opening day, we won't be talking about them that much either.
When is opening day here?
Friday.
It's supposed to be beautiful out, too. It's supposed to be gorgeous. We're supposed to get snow, rain and snow later on today, right?
Correct.
But then, like, it's 70s over the weekend. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, something like that, like 70s. Who's your go-to weather guy?
Chris Bianchi.
Chris Bianchi. What does he say?
I'll ask him. But Friday right now is 74 and sunny.
Oh my gosh!
Warmest temperatures of the spring Friday. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh, that's gonna be a packed house.
Oh yeah, Lodo will be packed.
SRO, Mike.
I don't want to take that away
SRO.
From people. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Who
do we open up with?
It's a good question.
Because we're playing the Cubbies, right?
Playing the Cubbies in the next couple days.
Yeah. And then,
who comes here?
Who comes to town?
Braves. Oh, Braves?
Oh, the Braves.
Oh, Rays. Rays.
Oh, Rays. 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 Rays.
God, I have never been this... out of tune with the Rockies.
Yeah, let us have opening day, and then it's nothing but Orioles updates from that point forward.
Yeah.
They're our team.
Yep. In case you missed it, we've adopted the Orioles as our new team. We got to get gear.
Yeah.
Maybe we can reach out. So they've got new ownership. You know, maybe they'll send us some Orioles gear. We can promote on the show.
Reach out to the Orioles owner. Have them come on.
Yeah.
Promote the Orioles.
Send us some gear. We'll rock Orioles gear while we're doing the show here.
All right.
Cheyenne Frontier Days. Ludacris, T-Pain will be at Cheyenne Frontier Days on Thursday, July 25th, all this week. Three times a day, you will get the chance to win a pair of tickets to the show. Listen to The Fan with us, Stokely and Josh, and The Drive for your chance to win your pair of tickets. We have a pair of tickets to give away right now. To see Ludacris at Cheyenne Frontier Days on July 25th, the caller number 4 at 303-713-1043. Again, be caller 4, 303-713-1043, and you get yourself a pair of tickets to Cheyenne Frontier Days on July 25th. Always a good time. Good luck. Four Down Territory coming your way next.